Now, as we noted earlier, the salt was significant of a perpetual and unalterable covenant that was an obligation of fidelity on part of the subjects. In this case, it would be on part of fidelity and perpetual and eternal covenant to the Lord God. Let's look at the scriptures again in Leviticus 2:13. And every oblation of thy meat offering shall thou season with salt. Neither shall thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from any thy meat offerings. With all thy offerings thou shalt offer salt. And Numbers 18:19, all the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer unto the Lord have I given thee and thy sons and thy daughters with thee by statute forever. It is covenant of salt forever before the Lord unto thee and thy seed with thee. Okay, this is the heave offering. The heave offering was a present or something that's offered up, a gift, a sacrifice, the shoulder. And this heave offering was for the priesthood. So it indicates that these heave offerings, they're offered up as a salt covenant to acknowledge God's designated order in ministry and giftings and callings and activities in the body of Christ. And that would be Terumah and Urim. Let's look at the idea of salt, okay? And then Ezekiel 43:18, it talks about the salt offerings, what everything has salt on them. The burnt offerings all have salt. Salt is indicative of preservation and keeping things in the way it should be so it doesn't corrupt. Okay. The corruption will not enter in for the ways of the flesh. That would be it basically. Matthew 5:13, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It's good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden underfoot by men. So here, we're the salt of the earth. We're the covenant. We're to stop the corruption of people's flesh from operating. And if we don't do that, we're not good for anything in the kingdom. Okay? Mark 9:49, for everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, wherewith will you season it? Have salt in yourself, okay? Preserve yourselves for your flesh from operating and becoming corrupt, and have peace with one another. Luke 14:33. Likewise, whoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. What is our Lord saying? He's saying that you have to be fully surrendered to Jesus' lordship over everything that you have, or you will lose your savor. You will become corrupt. It's all or nothing. Lord means Lord. It means master. Complete surrendered obedience. Colossians 4:5, walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. The covenant of salt. And there's the covenant of salt and bread. That's another story. But this is about the offering, the offerings and doing it correctly. And knowing, having wisdom, be blessed.